giving it a chance to start streaming. Maybe we're already streaming. Seems to be okay here. Wonderful. Let's get started. Welcome everyone tuning in to Love Your Love Muscle, our bi-weekly podcast about living from our heart, heart-focused meditation. And you will know all about what that entitles, what that encompasses when you follow along with this episode, because this is one of those special episodes where we support one of our longtime followers who is working in the artistic business. He's a movie or film director from Mexico. And I'm going to tell a little bit more about her and what she does. But this is what we do. We do, of course, meditation sessions also today around the theme of creativity. And of course, doing things from our heart. And we have, of course, a heart focus here as well. Sometimes we support our followers. And every time I do this, I always get one or two people that contact me afterwards, very negative, like, why do you do this? Where do you get the money from? And all that sort of things. Because what we already did, we sponsored our special guest today already from the money we receive, the support we receive from our followers. So this is a whole community around this when we could talk about what we do, transformational meditation, living from the heart, supporting each other and not gaining from it. It's my way of doing things with this this project. And I've been running for several years, well over 8 years now, where we just are a group of people that are using meditation and self-regulation techniques to enhance their own life, their own well-being, to change their lives upside down if they need to transform their lives, but also to change the lives of others and support them. So therefore, we also sometimes support people from our community, longtime followers that have special projects going on, that live from their heart, that give everything, and we support those people. So we had, for example, Jodi Albert Maas, who is an author of the book The Time Is Now, who shares his experiences in life, spiritual experiences in life with us through that book. We had support for people in need, followers that need some extra money to get around in a period of time. We have supported a follower that has been doing farming for their community, who donates produce to those that cannot pay for their food in the grocery store and need some extra help. She was producing, or she's still doing that. She has a farm, and some of that produce that she delivers to the homeless people, the people in need. And of course, we supported that as well. I have to switch over to my notes today. For who is it we're going to support? I'm going to talk shortly about her, and then afterwards we're going to do the meditation, and we're going to set an intention, not only for ourselves, but just for creativity in general. I will explain more about it. So we're going to support Laura Maria Isabel Ruiz Ocadis, a longtime follower on Vero True Social, always commenting on the meditations and how they inspire her. I find it fun. I find it so amazing how many followers we have around the world that comment on how beneficial our sessions are, not only these sessions, but the meditations in general, also the ones that you can download from the website or buy from the store, the therapeutic guided meditations, for example, that we have last time got great feedback from that. We have people in from Australia that comment on that they have great benefit of our sessions, and also now a follower from Mexico. Laura Maria Isabel Ruiz Ocadis, she is a film director, and very creative person, and that's what's so amazing. And how do you become creative? What is it all about? It? How do you get all those ideas? That is actually something that you can cultivate through meditation. I said it a couple of times. When we get out of that everyday fight and flight mode, when we calm our nervous system down, and I tell that to companies I work with as well, their employees that are working overtime, get burned out. The CEOs, the directors of these companies, they notice themselves as well that there's no creativity, there's no problem solving going on here. They're going on and on and on in their same way, all their employees. And the moment they calm down, the moment they balance their nervous system, we balance our nervous system, we often say in meditation, I get so many thoughts come in my mind when I start to calm down. And people think that meditation should be to quiet your thoughts down, right? That's not entirely true. We do meditation not to quiet our minds, though that is something that can happen. But you actually get more acquainted with yourself and actually start to analyze those thoughts like, I think a lot about my dog, for example. And sometimes it's a good reason why you have certain thoughts and why you maybe have thoughts around a certain theme. There's always something in our lives that maybe makes a great impact on us. And of course, then we are occupied with that and it's not easy to let go. And maybe we shouldn't even let go of those thoughts either because it's something important to us. But through meditation and through calming down our nervous system and self-regulation, we can make more sense of what is going on in our minds. We can make more sense of what's going on with our thoughts. We can distinguish between thoughts and feelings which are beneficial for us, and thoughts and feelings that aren't beneficial for us, that we rather want to see and let go, and that we also can do through self-regulation. Now, where does the creativity comes in? Well, because we calm down, because we get more thoughts, we get more feelings, or we focus more on those things, because we're quieting down, the mind starts searching. We put ourselves in a different situation, a different state of being. Our creative mind switches on. Our nervous system is calmed down. We are no longer flying and fighting. We are in a calm state. And then automatically, that's how we are and who we are. Our creativity comes to the surface and we get brilliant ideas. We all of a sudden notice how we can solve our issues. And we actually teach a technique that's called heart soaking, or listening to your heart, or asking our heart our questions. Heart soaking is very nice for problem solving. Like, we have a problem, we can soak it in the care that our heart provides. And actually, instead of analyzing it and having it up in our head all the time, when we surrender that to our heart, you actually pull it out of your mind and let our feelings and intuitions take care of it. And often that solves problems pretty well. You get ideas and problems, your solutions come up automatically. But for creativity, we can listen. We can observe. That's something we are going to do right now. But first, I want to show you something. On Vero, no, not on Vero yet, but on Telegram and on the live chat where you can see me, where you see my live version. And on for those that are on Second Life, I provided a link to the website, the Indiegogo, is it called? Yeah, Indiegogo website of Laura. And I put it up here on the screen. So this is the product she's working on, a wakefulness of indocility. Those are two, as I understand it correctly, two short movies, or two movies coming out, one in July and the other one in December, volume 2. And you can support her. And if you wonder who is Laura, who is she? She's actually a well-decorated movie maker and author. and writer. So she, if you on, and if you go to her Vero webpage, you will learn more about her. Fantastic, creative woman with a great team around her, and internationally, she has been decorated with a lot of rewards already. So yeah, this is not the director of Dune or any of those blockbuster Hollywood movies. This is actually coming. This is movies coming straight from somebody's heart. She has also a psychology background. So you can imagine that her movies are also very into feelings, emotions, maybe forbidden thoughts. It's very exciting. So I'm looking forward to finally get to see at least one of her movies, one of her films. And if you are on the webpage there, you have several perks. You can donate some money. If you wonder what MXN and the dollar sign means, this is Mexican pesos. So you might think, oh, this is a lot of money, but it's Mexican pesos, it's not dollars. So if you scroll down to choose your perk, I hope you can see that on your screen right now as I scroll through it. You can get a shout out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok even. You can, there's also some cats, as I believe in the movie, that you can give a name. So you can write down what name you want to give to the cat, and that name will come up in the movie as well. So it's quite interesting. Again, this is very, artistic, new, novel. And what we did, so from on behalf of our Transformational Meditation Group, and I want to see the film, we actually donated money to get a digital copy of the film. You can even have the possibility to get your song in the movie. So if you are a creative songwriter, you can even get that in. I can't find the perk where you could buy the movie. It was 300 Mexican pesos. So I scroll a little bit back. There you go. The digital copy for volume one that we've claimed. So, and volume two that comes out in December, we've claimed as well. So this is ours, our community perk that we donated to Laura. So let's hope she gets to her goal. And even if she doesn't get to her goal, she will receive every donation we give. And knowing her and what she's done before, the film doesn't get canceled if she doesn't reach her goal. But this is just a great way to support independent artists and also those that, yeah, as you will notice as you read more about her and maybe see some clips, you will notice that she does this from her heart. She's so enthusiastic about it that this is something you really should, I can highly recommend supporting these kind of creative people. All right. So on to what maybe most of you came for, the meditation. So how will we activate our creativity? How can we do that? How can we get into our creative center? And at the same time, set an intention for not only our own creativity, but also creativity of others. If you give, like we do today, by donating some money to Laura, or what we did previous episodes, supporting our community. I also noticed when you give, you get so much back. It's a very uplifting, upward spiraling process. So I learned that when I first got in touch with how that works, I heard that from Wayne Dyer. You might have heard of him, the late Wayne Dyer. He is not amongst us anymore, unfortunately. A psychologist who has written a great amount of books. But if you know about his past, his upbringing, he He didn't have a lot of money. He was very poor. And just by the act of giving, the little things he had, he could give, supporting others, he got so much back. And you really should just try that, really do it and see what that brings back to you. It's how I started as well. Not that I had, that I didn't have any money. I did have some money. I've never been poor. But just the act of giving and supporting others and what you can get back from that without actually expecting it is quite amazing. So I can highly recommend trying that. But let us get started with our meditation, right? I leave this on screen. So, okay, as always, we do this from the heart. So just follow along. It is a little bit channeled. It's a little bit what comes from my heart as well. So just follow along and this will be beautiful. Sit down. Sit up straight. Take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. And as you do that, lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Just relax. Relax your muscles. Feel yourself getting centered. Take another nice deep inhale through your nose. And all the way out through your mouth. Let the day go, let the day go. Just return into your little space, your safe haven. Wonderful. Breathe normally. Just breathe like you usually would do. And now try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper. Calming the breath down. Try a 5 second inhale, 5 second exhale. Wonderful. Just calming the breath down. Feel that nervous system of yours calming down as well. Nice. So just for a short moment, notice where in your body do you feel your breath the most? Which point in your body do you feel your breath the most? Do you feel your breath the most in your nostrils? Or the back of your throat? Maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest. Or maybe you feel your breath the most in your tummy. Just focus for a moment on that point in your body where you feel your breath the most. Now remember how that feels. And can you now move that focus point into your heart space? Become more aware of your heart space. You can put your hand on your chest where your heart is. That's just so powerful. Focusing on your heart. And can you imagine and feel as if you are breathing through your heart? Can you imagine the air coming in and out of your chest area, breathing through your heart? This special focus on our heart that calms our nervous system and balances our nervous system even further. Giving that creativity of ours, that deep creativity, the possibility to come to the surface even more. Imagine breathing through your heart. Just continue doing that nice, slow, calm, deep breaths through your heart. Just be in that creative space of yours, that intuitive space that your heart provides. You might notice in those moments, those short periods when I am quiet and you are quiet, thoughts might come up, feelings come up, and you might even be drawn with those thoughts. Those thoughts might pull you with them. If that happens, if you feel you lose your focus, just get back to your heart space, continue breathing through your heart. It's a good thing you noticed that you're getting pulled away. Just become aware of that. When that happens, you get back to your heart, back to your heart space, breathe through your heart. Don't judge yourself for a failure in your meditation or anything like that. It's just normal. This happens all the time. Try to be the observer of your thoughts, like watching TV, and just let it happen. You will notice that it's much easier to just notice your thoughts and just notice them for what they are. They are thoughts. You might notice some thoughts and feelings are pleasant, interesting. Others are based on maybe things you are worried about. Try to be the observer. Just observe them. Don't act on them. Don't interact with them. Just observe. Let them be what they are. Wonderful. Now let's tune into our creative center. Let's tune into the creativity that is all around us, to the information that's all around us in the universe that tickles our creative center. Let's tune into that by changing our frequency, changing our state of being to a receivership. A state of receivership. You can do that by creating a feeling inside of you of gratitude. It's always something to be grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for the people around you, your family, your friends. Maybe you're grateful for the nice weather you had today. Maybe you're grateful for a pet or loved one that is close to you. Or simply grateful that you are here right now, breathing through your heart, being in that creative space, that calm space for yourself. Grateful that you were able to create that yourself. Let that gratitude just flow through your body, up and down, through your heart, throughout your body. Fill your body with that sense of gratitude. And then open up, open your senses, open your being, your heart, for more gratitude, more things to be grateful for. Just observe like you did previously. Just observe whatever comes in. Maybe you are a movie director yourself and you're getting inspired all of a sudden with some new ideas. Some ideas that might work. Maybe you are a musician and would like to write your own songs, your own music. All of a sudden, when you listen, when you open up with a sense of gratitude and receivership, all of a sudden there might come a tune through, some notes that you can build upon. Maybe if you sit with your eyes closed and you are a painter, an artist, working with graphics, maybe you all of a sudden get some inspiration for a scenery you want to paint or draw. So now we are just listening, we're tuning in, you're scanning those frequencies with information, everything that we can be grateful for. Because we radiate, we have filled our body with that state of gratitude, and now we turn that into receivership. You will notice the pattern of your thoughts change. Instead of thoughts about your day, worries about your future, things that happened in the past, you're now seeing possibilities. Notice how your thoughts and feelings change from everyday things to new things, new possibilities. Now you have activated your creative center. Now you're in that zone where you create. Can you imagine that we are now practicing with art, movies, drawings, music, but the same creativity applies when it comes to your life? Can you imagine being the artist of your own life? Using those ideas, those impulses, that inspiration that bubbles up right now, not only to create art, but also to transform your life. Isn't it beautiful how we can self-regulate by calming down our nervous system? Opening up for possibilities. Truly listening to whatever comes in. Observe it. And make mental notes of those impulses, that creativity, that inspiration that you feel like, oh, this is something I can use. Let's keep that. Let's make a mental note of that. Or just keep it in our hearts. Okay. So let's slowly wrap this up. If you got some inspiration, if you got new ideas, take that with you as you become more aware of the room you are in right now, more aware of the present moment, noticing any sounds in the room. But hold on to that inspiration you got during this session as you slowly get back. And if you don't have anything to take with you from that this little meditation session right now, that's fine too. You practiced. Do this again tomorrow. Open up. State of gratitude, receivership. Keep practicing. It will become much more fluent, much easier after a few sessions. All right, so again, become more aware of the present moment. Take that gratitude, take any new information, inspiration with you. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Maybe you want to wiggle a little bit with your fingers and toes. Beautiful. Beautiful. So this is I will say an eye-opening exercise. And not only your two eyes, but also your third eye, because you get information through your pineal gland as well. But I don't want to get too technical about this right now. But this is a way, and again, with our heart connects us to the electromagnetic field of the earth, the universe, our inspiration. Some call it Akashic Records, or whatever you want to call it. It's really, everything is connected. And it's connected through our heart, because our heart is a radio transmitter receiver. It's an electromagnetic pulse generator. It creates electromagnetic waves. And in those waves is information about the state of being. So we communicate our state of being outwards into the world around us. And when we communicate outwards a state of being of gratitude and receivership, what do you think will happen? Everything that's in tune with those frequencies, we will pick up as well. So that's how new information comes in. If you create a state of being of sadness, anger inside of you, you will not get any new ideas. You will just get more anger and sadness, more things to be angry and sad about, because that's where your focus is. But if your focus and your state of being is on gratitude and receivership, you will receive new possibilities, new impulses, new inspiration, new ideas. And that's exactly what people like Laura Maria here are capable of doing. They use that creativity, that inspiration, and they bring that to life in this case, interesting, artistic, thought-provoking, full of feelings and emotions kind of artworks and cinema and movies that can give you not only fame and fortune, but also great prizes and lots of happiness. And that's I guess what's all about, to be able to create something that people find awesome, benefit from, that create people that tickle people's inspiration themselves and make them happy, and that makes us happy as well, of course. And then in the end, everybody is happy. So, but that's just the way it is. Okay. So again, we will of course have a recording available for our Patreon supporters already tomorrow, the video recording. For everything else, it will be the audio recording, and of course with the links to the Vero True Social profile of Laura Maria and her Indiegogo project base, where you can support her upcoming movies. So please join in there. And as you could see, there are a lot of fun perks you can spend a little bit of money on, and you can get mentioned, and you can even name a cat in the movie. You can even, if you want to, push your own song into the movie as well. So that's very, very fun and artistic. Very good. All right. I hope to see you back in 2 weeks again. Yeah, I don't think I have something else then. So another theme, another project maybe. If you have something similar, if you are an artist, if you are a musician, or you're an author, or you do something for your local community, and Even if you don't need support with it, but still want to mention it, feel free to contact me and we'll get you on the show. If not an interview like this, we just mention you and show your project and do it that way. And especially if you're a long-time follower and a participant in our meditation session, courses and workshops, you're of course top priority to get the support from our community. Wonderful. Okay, I hope to see you back. Oh, let me see if there were any questions still. I totally neglect some of my users on Second Life sometimes. Rima, oh good to see you were here. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining everyone. Julia was here as well, and I thought there was saw Selma. So good to have you all on board. Thank you for joining in this rather special session. I hope it was beneficial to you and that you will practice your creative modes and receive more inspiration in the future. Not only for artwork, but also for problem solving, etc. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, rest of your day. Take good care and hope to see you back in 2 weeks. Be safe. Namaste.